Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to another little bite-sized political podcast. And this one's a little bit left field, so stick with me, if you will. We're going to chat about Live Aid / Band Aid back in the mid-80s. And yeah, I've got some thoughts I want to share because I have been thinking a little bit about that. Before I get to that, thanks as always for downloading this. Do appreciate it. And thank you to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. If you want to support me, if you want to sponsor me, if you want to just buy me a coffee, there's a link below that enables you to do that. So let's get to the story then. I'm sure you all remember the whole Band-Aid, Live Aid stuff from the mid-80s, obviously, with Bob Geldof at the core of it. And, you know, I think at the time everyone was told this is an, you know, this is just an unreservedly, it's a good thing. This is so important. This is us showing our humanity. Look at all these famous rock stars. They're coming together. They're recording a song, Feed the World. Do they know it's Christmas time? With some of the worst lyrics in the world, by the way. And then they put on the big live event. I remember watching it still to this day, back in summer of 1980. It was either 85 or 86. Can't quite remember now. My memory's beginning to fade. But anyway, you remember the whole sort of hurrah about the wonders of it. And I wonder how many people actually thought when they listened to the music and the words in the music that if you look at Africa, there's actually never any rain and nothing ever grows. So, I mean, that was weird because if there was a famine, and I believe there was, the fact that there was a famine and the reason that people were starving was because of the Ethiopian Marxist-sponsored government deliberately denying food to the population. And how were we encouraged to deal with that? Well, basically shovel sacks of cash on the back of an aircraft and get it out to Africa, where obviously it would do some good. Now, if you think about it just for a second, so actually what Band-Aid and Live Aid did was it operated as an excuse for a failing dictatorial Marxist / communist regime, of which there were more than a few in Africa. And rather than deal with that aspect of things, instead we were told, no, don't worry about that. Forget that. You know, we just got to save the kids. We got to get the money out there. And I think in retrospect, you know, that was one of the worst things that we ever did, Band-Aid and Live Aid. It's not, you know, as I say, the song does go, well, there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas. Well, there is on the, obviously in the high mountain peaks. So that bit was wrong. And then, you know, the rest of the lyric is very inane, but it captured or it was elevated, let's say. And I'm wondering now from the vantage point of 2024, was that all a bloated psyop? At the time I was young, I didn't see it in any other way. You know, I just thought, yeah, this is good. You know, yeah, feed the world, all that sort of stuff. And rocking all over the world and we're saving the world, all this stuff. But since I've now come to view the music industry itself as fundamentally satanic and absolutely corrupt, I can't believe for one second that it would do something altruistic, you know, unambiguously altruistic. And therefore, when you look back on it, you think, yeah, this was just basically a psyop. I think this was us being encouraged to overlook just how disastrous Marxism is and just give them money instead. Again, from the song, there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas time. The greatest gift they'll get this year is life, where nothing ever grows, no rain or rivers flow. Do they know it's Christmas time at all? Well, obviously, there's plenty of rivers in Africa. There's more than enough rain in Africa, and it's a very fertile continent. If agriculture is allowed to flourish, if farmers are allowed to do what they do, And unfortunately, there does seem to be an impediment there, and the impediment does appear to be the African people themselves. I contrast, for example, the former Rhodesia, when it was known as the basket of Africa, when white farmers were basically in charge of everything, to what it is now, Zimbabwe, where the white farmers have been more or less forced out of business or forced out of the country or put into the ground. And look at the state of, it's not a bread basket, it's now a basket case. So I think when you look back in time in these things, it's only right that we raise an eyebrow and we step back a moment and think, just what were we all being encouraged to buy into? And again, if you look back, the media was universally in favor of Band Aid, Live Aid. There's no criticisms. Sir Bob became, you know, a national treasure, all that kind of stuff on the back of it. But yet, when you really think about it in hard terms, it totally mischaracterized Africa. So it painted a false impression of Africa. It completely ignored the real reason for the famine in Ethiopia, a famine which did return back, because unfortunately, if you put communists, Marxists in charge of anything, it will never end well. And that's something that, you know, in the heart of Africa, they've been very keen to do. I think in retrospect, Band Aid, Live Aid was absolutely a psyop. At the time, I didn't realize that, but I do think that. Now, I wonder, do you agree? Do you think there was a lot more to it than met the eye? Thanks for listening.